AI News by Conjero.
Big one to start. The Musk versus Altman trial wrapped, but the industry takeaway isn't courtroom drama. It's who engineering teams choose to trust. Reputation and leadership credibility are now central inputs to vendor selection, not just model specs.
Exactly. Procurement teams are treating leadership as a governance signal rather than a PR story. That changes diligence. You audit roadmaps, rollover clauses, decision makers, and change management plans, because deployment risk lives in those details.
For builders, that means vendor scorecards will add soft signals, executive stability, conflict history, and incident response playbooks, alongside SLAs and model evals. It's a practical shift from legal headlines to operational risk.
Switching gears, Google quietly told SEOs that AI-driven search features still rely on core ranking systems. That undercuts the GEO/AEO cottage industry that tried to game AI snippets as an independent channel.
Which nudges everyone back to fundamentals: signal quality, content relevance, and technical SEO. Tactics that exploited transient AI features lose value when the same ranking backbone governs both classic and AI responses.
So content teams need to stop optimizing for a narrow AI snippet and return to durable signals, authority, user intent, and measurement. Short-term hacks won't survive if the ranking system governs everything.
Lake Tahoe's supplier pivot is more than a local contract. It's a live stress test for grid planning as NV Energy fields 22 plus gigawatts of data center bids. A single regional procurement choice now has system-wide consequences.
Right, and timing matters. That supplier change hits while capacity requests spike, exposing how modern grids must model cloud-scale demand, not just peak baselines. Planners need scenario tools that include AI-driven demand growth.
Which means utilities will have to bake in flexibility, shorter contracts, faster ramping resources, and clearer transmission upgrade paths. If Tahoe is a successful pilot, it becomes a template. If it fails, it's a cautionary tale.
On the robotics front, RLW World's RLDX1 is pushing a dexterity-first cross-embodiment play. It's designed to operate across Alex, Franco Research 3, and OpenArm, aiming to make contact-rich skills portable.
Portability is the rub. Lab demonstrations are one thing. The model's real test is whether learned manipulation transfers when hardware tolerances, sensors, and noise differ. Bridging that gap is where the field will judge RLDX1.
If RLDX1 can avoid fragmentation and provide a common interface for pickup and place, it could cut integration costs for labs and startups. But the community will watch transfer metrics and failure modes closely.
Relatedly, dataset parity is emerging as robotics's practical answer to the training gap. The idea that matched lab and embodied data plus standardized benchmarks matter more than throwing scale at the problem.
Implementation is the challenge. We're talking pipeline alignment, shared sensor specs, and production-grade datasets that mirror deployment conditions. Open benchmarks and reproducible splits are the gears that make parity usable.
That approach democratizes progress. Teams with modest compute can achieve real-world performance if data and benchmarks are interoperable. It redirects investment from sheer model size toward consistent, production-focused datasets.
Finally, OpenAI's ChatGPT Pro preview with Plaid links turns the assistant into an active finance cockpit. Account aggregation, not just advice. That elevates latency, authorization, and error handling into product-defining constraints.
Which raises governance and trust questions at scale. Who owns the audit trail? How do you mitigate fraud vectors? And what are fail-open behaviors when connectivity or latency breaks? Those are operational problems, not hypothetical ones.
Synthesis. Across these stories, a single theme threads through. Trust and infrastructure are the new battlegrounds. Whether choosing vendors after a public spat, rebasing SEO on core quality, stress testing grids, scaling dexterous robots, standardizing datasets, or moving money through chat, the work is about building resilient systems and clear accountability.
AI News by Conjero.